Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7. That's your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. It's FM 90.7. We're also on the web. If you go to ehc.edu and poke around, you can find WEHC and find us streaming. So if you'd like to listen to Wombats and Music when you're in Cuba, you can probably pick us up on the internet. In any case, it's my chance each week to bring you my favorite songs, an occasional oddball thing, a reading, a joke, a story, and I've got, and those things I call wombats. And I've got a wombat tonight, so it's wombat night. Tonight's show is somewhat unique. Every one of my shows is unique because my tastes aren't very consistent, and I only play things I love, but I love some strange things. Tonight, I've got three instrumentals. I often have shows with no instrumentals. In fact, I rarely play instrumentals. Tonight I've got three. And the other thing is, three of the recordings tonight I made live during the last week. So that's another sort of unique wombat-like thing. I'm going to start off this week with the same song I ended last week with. I didn't get to finish it. It's by Dave Brubeck, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. They were very popular in the probably late 50s, but certainly the 60s. When I was in college, I was a big Dave Brubeck fan. There are only four people in the quartet. There's Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, and the drum player and bass player were almost as famous. I don't know their names, but there are only four people in the quartet, but they make some beautiful music. This is one of their most popular hits, jazz. They play jazz. Take Five. Paul Desmond, alto sax, wrote it and is the lead performer on it. And I like it a lot. And there's a drum solo in there that fascinates me. How many different ways can you break up an 8-bar piece of music? I assume it's 8 bars, I don't know. And still maintain a recognizable pattern. And it's like a study in that. It's just fascinating to me. And I like it. So this is Dave Brubeck, Take Five. That was Take Five by Dave Brubeck Quartet. Quite an interesting piece of music. Now we're going back to something more like I usually play. This is something I found on a CD my son had given me, maybe 10 years ago. It's called Angel Wings. It's by a group called Zoe Speaks. Zoe Speaks is a husband and wife couple from Kentucky and grew up with a lot of Appalachian music and are strongly influenced by it. But they play a wide range of things. This is somewhere between country and pop. It's a haunting song for me. I've been listening to it over and over this week, and I like it a lot.
I cry out into the night. Bitter thoughts, they choke my mind. Sometimes I feel so restless sleep comes over me, and a golden light appears. A voice of music speaks to me, not into my earthly ears. It says, lay down, rest your soul. The universe around you rings. I have come to take you home, bear you up on angel wings. Up we go into the night, earth and body fall away. There I find my home at last, in my soul's eternal day. Lay down and rest your soul. The universe around you rings. I have come to take you home, bear you up on angels. Inside you sings, I have come to take you home, bear you upon angel wings. Lay down,
Rest your soul.
Rest your soul.
The universe inside you sings. I have come to take you home, bear you up on angel wings. I have come to take you home, bear you up on angel wings.
That was Angel Wings by Zoe Speaks. Well, here comes the first instrumental. Well, I take it back. Second instrumental. Brubeck was an instrumental. This is Tim Erickson on clawhammer banjo. Tim Erickson leads a group called Cordelia's Dad and strongly into sacred harp music, which I talk about every now and then, shape note music, but all sorts of other things too. And they're also a punk rock band, kind of an odd combination, old-time music and punk rock. And he plays a lot of instruments. On this track, he's playing clawhammer banjo. And clawhammer banjo is my favorite style of banjo. Most of the banjo you hear with pop tunes is not clawhammer. It's a three-finger or scrug style, and it's beautiful. But the clawhammer style has a very heavy beat to it. It's the style I play mainly. And anyway, I like it a lot. This is Tim Erickson, and it's kind of a banjo, I don't know, virtuoso, whatever. Traditional clawhammer banjo. That was Tim Erickson. Oddly enough, here comes the last of the three instrumental pieces early in the show here. This is Peter Ostrusko, and he's playing Heartland. He's a popular musician, plays often on Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion. And a friend of mine heard this song there and recommended it to me, and I got it and liked it. Peter plays primarily mandolin and violin, and he's good. The guy has played with the best, and for good reason, too. But this is just a simple, well, fairly simple instrumental piece played on the mandolin. I guess I'd have to say it's one of the more beautiful songs I've ever heard, or one of the more beautiful instrumental things that I've ever come across. That was Peter Ostrusko playing Heartland on the mandolin. Well, here comes the first thing I recorded this week, and I recorded it Friday night. Every year in Abingdon, there is a show at the Barter Theater called Rotary Frolics. It's put on by one of the two Rotary Clubs in Abingdon, and I think this is the Lunch Club that puts it on, or maybe it's the Breakfast Club. In any case, the entire show is performed by members of the Rotary Club, and I've often thought of getting involved with it, but I don't know if I want to put in the time, but I'd love to be in the show. Anyway, the show is just a great farce. It's a wonderful thing. They have music. They have fun. They tell silly stories. I could give you a whole evening talking about the Rotary Frolics, but it's a lot of fun. It's a fundraiser, and the money goes to good causes. Last year and this year, they had on there a performer, a 10-year-old boy, and his name is Fiddling Carson Peters. I could talk about him all day, but he's just a great kid. He's got a good personality. He's full of energy and his talent. He's a virtuoso violinist. I play fiddle, so if I'd started when I was two like he did, I still wouldn't be in, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd be a 4. And he is a 20 on a scale of 1 to 10. So anyway, this is, I recorded this live at the show, and I'm probably violating all sorts of copyright issues here. But if someone knows that, let me know. I'll be glad to hear from someone listening to the show. Anyway, this is Fiddling Carson Peters saying Blue Moon of Kentucky. Singing and playing. Listen to the fiddle. Listen to the voice, too. That was Fiddlin' Carson Peters. He's from Piney Flats, Tennessee. He placed in the at the Galax Old Time Fiddle Festival. He competed in the adult competition this year, and I think he came in third. And he placed in the underage, what do they call it, youth guitar. He placed also, I think, maybe fifth. This is a kid who's 10 years old. I think the youth guitar probably goes up to 16 or 18 or something. Anyway, kid is just a phenomenal thing. The next one's an instrumental, too. I'm learning fiddle. I'll be learning fiddle the rest of my life, and I'll always be a beginner, I think. One of the songs I'm working on and I like a lot is called Whiskey Before Breakfast. So I went on iTunes and YouTube and tried to find a good recording of Whiskey Before Breakfast, and I ran into this one, which I like a lot, but it doesn't have a fiddle in it. It's a banjo piece, and that's my other instrument, banjo, and this is clawhammer banjo, I'm pretty sure, and this is Whiskey Before Breakfast, played on clawhammer banjo by a performer named Dan Levinson. Whiskey Before Breakfast, clawhammer banjo, played by Dan Levinson. Well, here comes the second song I recorded this week. This was also from the Rotary Frolics. And again, if someone wants to call me about copyright issues, I'd love to hear from you. This is played by Jack Henschelwood. Jack is actually the director of the Crooked Road project in Virginia. You're probably familiar with that. It's a big deal around here. It's a promotion thing, trying to get the Appalachian music and tradition as a tourist attraction, identifying spots. Emory Henry is trying, or was trying, to get on the Crooked Road. It may someday get on there. You have to have so many events a year that qualify for their kind of music, and we haven't had that, but we have a few, and we might have more. Well, Jack, this year at the old-time Galax Fiddle Festival, which is for the cognoscenti, the insiders in the game, that's the ultimate fiddle festival. That is for old-time music. I've been once. It's usually in the mud. It's in Galax, and it really is fantastic. Mostly jamming, as much as anything, but there are performers on stage. This year, Jack won Best guitarist, best old-time guitarist, which is quite an impressive feat. And he did say last night at the show that his mother was one of the judges. But he's obviously a very, very good guitarist. And he performed at the Rotary Frolics. And I happened not to turn my little digital recorder on until about halfway through this song. But I happen to love this song, too. And this is Jack Hinchelwood playing guitar and singing Groundhog. Just a short bit.
Yonder come Granny waving her cane. Yonder come Granny just waving her cane. Swore she'd eat that groundhog brain. Groundhog. Yonder come Father with a snicker and a grin. Yonder come Father with a snicker and a grin. Groundhog gravy all over her chin. Little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. If you want to eat any more, you can sing it yourself. Groundhog. Well, grab up your gun and a whistle up and all. Grab up your gun and a whistle up and all. Go on and do it.
So that was Jack Hinchelwood singing Groundhog. Here comes another song by the group Zoe Speaks I introduced earlier, a husband and wife couple. This one's called Summer Flight. It's intriguing to me. I like the melody. I like everything about it. But so this is Summer Flight by Zoe Speaks.
Jump the garden fence, all flushed and sticky innocence. We couldn't wait to see what lay ahead. Love's oldest song again made new. Our bodies knew just what to do. A canopy of leaves above our head. Summer hovered close between us like a waiting bird. It took us flying through the darkness of the night. Expectancy and urgency to feel your body next to me. I never will forget our summer flight. I drove you in my father's car. We never needed to go far. You know you always were my closest friend. Our love had no real chance to start. Like a fairy tale witch, I ate your heart. I never even said goodbye in the end. Summer hovered close between us like a waiting bird. It took us flying through the darkness of the night. Expectancy and urgency to feel your body next to me. I never will forget our summer flight. I left you alone in a tower made of stone. Too scared to stay. I loved you and I ran away. Now I have shed the restless ways that colored all my younger days. I struggled to escape this maze of fears. I don't know where you are today, but looking back, I need to say you were the best part
of those troubled years.
Summer hovered close between us like a waiting bird. It took us flying through the darkness of the night. Expectancy and urgency to feel your body next to me. I never will forget our summer flight. Oh, summer hovered close between us like a waiting bird. It took us flying through the darkness of the night. Expectancy and urgency to feel your body next to me. I never will forget our summer flight.
You just heard Summer Flight by Zoe Speaks. And it's break time. I'm going to introduce the show and also time for a wombat. You're listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. We come to you Monday nights at 7 and I think Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's 90.7 on your FM dial. This is your college and community station. There are a lot of good shows on here. And I hope you tune in regularly, and you can pick us up on the web. Well, wombat time. Last week, or recently, I'm not sure it was played last week, I read to you The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God by Milton Hayes from 1911, a classic melodrama poem about in India during the time of the Raj and the British soldier going off and stealing the Green Eye of the Yellow God and being murdered for it. Well, that was a music hall thing, and back in the early part of this century and the last part of the, well, I shouldn't say this century, the early part of the 20th century and the end of the 19th century, they had a lot of music halls in London, and these little things would be performed. Well, this is a parody on The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God. I like to memorize these things, although I will say on the radio I read them. And I just finished memorizing this one today. Today's the day. But I'm going to read it to you. So the other one was called The Green Eye of the Yellow God. This is called The Green Tie of the Little Yellow Dog. There's a little sallow, idle man lives north of Waterloo. And he owns the toughest music hall in town. There are broken-hearted comics. There's a graveyard for them, too. And the gallery gods are forever gazing down. He was known as Fat Carew in the pubs round Waterloo, and he wore a green tie with a diamond pin. He was worshipped in the ranks by the captain of the Swanks, and the coal man's daughter loved his double chin. He had loved her all along, and despite his ong bong pong, the fact that she loved him, they say, was right. Though her complexion was a fake and her teeth were put and take, put in by day and taken out at night. 'Twas the 15th anniversary of her 22nd year, so he smiled at her as sweetly as a hog and asked what presents she would like, and jestingly she said, "Your green tie for my little yellow dog." Fat Carew seemed in a trance, and his heart slipped through his pants. But he tried his utmost not to look a wreck. So he handed her the tie and kissed her hand goodbye. When he bowed his head, she bit his neck. Later on, Carew came too, and his tie has gone. Later on, Carew came too. His tie had gone, it's true. And his tie pin with it. He seemed in a fog. He rushed like mad to find that she had tied the tie behind to the tailpiece of her little yellow dog. She was screaming like a child. The dog was running wild, biting policemen as he galloped up the street. For the little dog, called Tom, when he wagged his to and from, felt the tie pin urge him on to meet his fate. The dog returned at dawn with his windscreen slightly torn, and unseen took something from the lady's room. To another room he flew, saying, "That's for Fat Carew," and silently he snuck out in the gloom. When Carew jumped into bed, he'd have wakened up the dead, with a scream as he bellowed like a hog. Her false teeth, they were buried in the seat of Fat Carew. 'Twas the vengeance of the little yellow dog. There's a cockeyed yellow poodle to the north of Gonga Pooch. There's a little hot cross bun that's turning green. There's a double-jointed woman doing tricks in Chuchin Choo. And you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. That was the green tie of the little yellow. I love these silly things, and I've got more coming up next week and the week after. Now I'm going to play for you one of the songs I recorded live this week, last Sunday, a week ago. This is by a young woman. She's in eighth grade. Keep that in mind. And she sang with a CD accompaniment. The music was on a CD, but it's her voice live. Now, the name of the song is Colors of the Wind. And so here's Jenna Green live singing Colors of the Wind. was Jenna Green from the 8th grade, probably 13 years old, singing live Colors of the Wind. Now comes something kind of special, I think. This is Elvis Presley, and it's on YouTube. It's recorded a few weeks before he died, and it's a Unchained Melody. He was, I think, in Las Vegas or at a concert, and very informal. He sat down at the piano and asked someone to hold the microphone in front of his face, and he talks for a few minutes before he actually sings the song. But this is Unchained Melody. Before it had been released, he sang it at a performance. And there are people who will tell you that Elvis Presley was losing his touch, his chops, as he grew old, grew older. He was in his 50s when he died. And that he, you know, really didn't still have the talent. Well, I admit I'm a bit brainwashed, but still, I think this is a magnificent performance. And if you ever want to hear why, or in my opinion, why Elvis Presley was such a talent, you want to hear his talent, here's an example. So this is Elvis Presley singing Unchained Melody, and you'll hear him talking to the people around him on the stage for about a minute or two before he actually sings the song.
I got to do this first. This is a song that I just recorded, and it's an old song called Unchained Melody. I have to play the piano, so it'll take just a second. I don't know all the chords, so if you hear me, get my fingers caught and put in the keys back here, you know what it is. Now, shall I? You gotta make it your mind, son. You gotta hold the microphone, put the scarf on, hold the pig, hold the ring, show me the right keys. Got it? Okay. This song is, I just recorded it, and I don't know. Is it out?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks it'll be out. Unchained Melody. From an album called Unchained Melody. Makes a lot of sense. Okay.
How you like it so far?
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long time.
Thank you.
Elvis Presley singing Unchained Melody. The next song is called Too Much Time by Cozy Sheridan. And the basic idea is that someone has lived a very full life, but they'd like more. And that's pretty much where I am these days. I've lived a very full life, but I'd like more time. And so would the singer of this song, Cozy Sheridan.
Much time to want more time, but I still do. Afraid of one shining moment I might lose. I've been known to run round just to see myself move. I've too much time to want more time, but I still do. Drive too far to think there's no place like home. Any small town takes care of its own. And the middle of my nowhere could be a back road for you. I drive too far to want to go home, but I still do. Too much time to want more time, but I still do. To think love's just gentle and sweet. Any romance will make your heart skip a beat. And I used to hope for heroes. Some days I still do. What you can't keep is still a hard thing to lose. Too much time to want more time, but I still do. It's a hard life, but there are very soft days. And I used to wanna be rescued. Some days I still do, in no place like home. Some days it's still true. What you can't keep is still a hard thing to lose. Too much time to want more time. Too much time to want more time. But I still do.
Too Much Time by Cozy Sheridan. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. We come to you from WEHC. That's FM 90.7 at Emory and Henry College, 90.7 on your FM dial. And each week, Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you my favorite songs. And I want to wish you a good week and encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.